Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
There's a lady living somewhere. Where it is, I do not know. But I long to write and tell her that I love her so. I believe I might do mayhem. Yes, I might destroy myself if I ever found her missing from my grocer's shelf. Sara Lee, Sara Lee, your brioche just fractures me. Give me a taste of your cherry Danish. I love my mother, but you can't compare her, not with Sara Lee.
Remember, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. And apparently Clark Sterling likes her a lot.
I love the song.
That's him singing right there. Clark Sterling's back with us. Diane Dragone, Michael McGurk from Cinnabar Theater's production of Broadway Bash. It's Theater Thursday with Harry John Duke.
That's me.
All right. I'll turn it over to you. I have no idea. I can assume what Broadway Bash is about, but it's happening at the Cinnabar.
As descriptive a title for a production as you could expect, and as Steve said, we've got Diane Dragone, the executive director of Cinnabar, here. This is a fundraiser. This is a one-time-only event, and that's what these folks are here to talk about. Welcome, everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
It's this Saturday.
It is this Saturday, February 23rd.
At Cinnabar in Petaluma.
Actually, it's not at the theater. And that's what we're here to talk about. So, Diane, first give us a sense of what the Broadway Bash is, and then tell us where it's at, and then tell us why these guys are here.
Okay. So the Broadway Bash is our annual signature fundraiser. We do it once a year. And it is an evening of a fun evening. We're going to have a show. The show is going to be Broadway show tunes, song and dance extravaganza. We have a lot of great things planned. And in addition, you get the food and drink and a reception before the actual show itself. We'll have some silent auction. It's a fundraiser for Cinnabar, but it's not going to be held at Cinnabar. It's going to be held at the JC in the Petaluma campus, and it is at the Ellis Auditorium, which is a beautiful theater on the Petaluma campus of the SRJC, and that's where the show is going to be. And the adjacent building, the Mahoney Library, is where they're having the pre-performance reception with food and your favorite libations. And
when you say libations, I believe you're referring to adult beverages.
Absolutely.
Correct?
No, it's all Dr. Pepper all the time.
And these gentlemen here, both who've been with us before, Clark Sterling to talk about Love Linda, the Cole Porter show that Cinnabar did, and Michael McGurk, who played the MC in the Cinnabar production of Cabaret. What's their involvement?
So Clark Sterling is going to be the MC and host for the evening. And Michael, we flew him in from New York, and he is going to be doing two things. He'll be singing solo, and he also is working with the Young Repertory, in which he's choreographing a song, King of New York, from Newsies, and they're going to be doing that on the stage under his direction.
They flew you in from New York?
They did, yes.
Wow.
So I'm thrilled to be
That's
back.
That's pretty damn special.
It's a big
deal. I love
deal.
Being out here.
So obviously in New York, you're an actor.
I am, yes.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've lived in the New York City area for over 20 years. Wow. Been in Broadway shows there. I was in The Music Man and The Wedding Singer original companies. But there's no place like performing here at Cinnabar. I just love the artistic community around here. I was here first for a production of So Nice to Come Home To. It was a world premiere back in 2012, and then back again this past summer for Cabaret. So I'm thrilled to be back.
Yeah. You didn't grow up here, did you?
Did not grow up here, although I spent a lot of time. I worked at Sacramento Music Circus on and off for 20 years, so I feel very familiar with the area.
Wow, you look too young for all that bio you
well,
just
thank you.
Filled out.
Heavy makeup, Steve. I'm sitting right next to him. So tell us about the Young Repertory, your involvement with those guys.
They're fantastic. So we're basically learning a number. King of New York, it's from the Broadway musical Newsies. We've had two rehearsals so far. We have one tonight, one tomorrow. They're learning it quickly. I told them this is like summer stock. They came in and they knew their homework. They did it all. They remember it all. They're so driven. It's a very, very talented young group. I'm so proud of them.
So, Diane, who are they that we've been referring to as far as the Young Repertory? What is that program?
Well, the Young Repertory program has been in existence for 32 years, and is we have a variety of classes. We do three main stage musicals a year, and we do two summer camps. And so it's a combination of all of these kids. Most of the kids who come into our program stay. I mean, you have kids come in at 6 or 7 years old, and they stay until they're 17, 18 years old. So it's very loyal, and we put on a really great program. I mean, and so it's we believe that the kids should have the experience of doing theater that of any professional does, so that all our sets are professional sets. All our costumes for the kids are professional costumes. You know, they get the same treatment that the professionals do in our six-show season.
Now, Clark, you are the MC for the event.
I am, and I'm thrilled to be back because this year, again, is a terrific assortment of big Broadway hits that people will enjoy without having to get a ticket to New York. They'll be able to hear songs from Spring Awakening, Sunday in the Park with George, La Cage aux Folles, The Most Happy Fella, and Annie Get Your Gun, let's see what else. Oh, and especially the newest, biggest hit on Broadway, The Band's Visit. You will hear a song from that wonderful show, in addition to the rest of Sarah Lee by Kandra Knapp. So I'm thrilled to be back to MC. It's fun to be at the helm and get to introduce all these wonderful people, both the professionals like Michael and the young rep, and to just guide the show along and get to be a part of it.
And you've managed to work a number for yourself in there once or twice, right?
Just once.
Oh, just once?
Just once, because we're so packed with other talent.
How many talented people are in this thing?
A ton.
Yeah. I think we probably have, it's about five or six guest 30, professionals and people who've been in
kids.
Cinnabar Productions, and about 30 kids.
30
now,
rep.
How many are you choreographing for this number?
There are 15 kids in the number. Last I checked.
Yeah. You haven't lost any, have you?
No,
okay,
not yet.
And their ages? You said something from like 6 to...
Yeah, kids enter the program as young as 6. For the Broadway Bash, we're really using more of the senior kids because there's a lot of song and dance routines.
And by senior, you mean 14, 15, right?
16, 17, okay. Like that. Yeah.
It's Broadway Bash, one night only, this Saturday. Not at the Cinnabar, but it's a benefit for the Cinnabar, and it's at SRJC Petaluma's campus on Sonoma Mountain Parkway in Petaluma. Again, one night only, and it all benefits Cinnabar.
All sorts of information can be found on the Cinnabar website. That's cinnabartheater.org, and if you're so inclined, you can actually add a /Broadway Bash. Ticketing information, times, directions to the venue, the SRJC campus, can all be found on the Cinnabar website.
And normally every Thursday we hand out at least a pair of tickets, but you'll understand that this is a benefit one night only for Cinnabar, so you're not getting off that easy this week, kids.
But go. It sounds like a wonderful evening of entertainment, and it's certainly a great cause. And 6 p.m., Nibbles and Sips, 7 p.m., the show begins, and all proceeds do benefit Cinnabar Theater.
All right, and it's this Saturday again. Nibbles and Sips at 6 p.m., and the show begins at 7. How long does it run? Is there a break? What do you call it? Intermission.
There'll be an intermission, and then it's back again. I mean, it's just a fun night, so we're not putting a time stop on it. In other words, however,
it could go all night.
It could go all night as long as we're having a good time. Who knows? Maybe we'll start jamming.
The kids have created a special surprise number that we don't know that much about.
That's right.
And
yeah.
You know, Cinnabar. Well, Cinnabar. I think one of the great assets of Cinnabar is they encourage creativity from the young people, and so they've put together this number. number, and the adults have not had any involvement in it, and we'll all get to enjoy the their efforts.
For the first time, yep.
And you'll have all the donations in by then, right?
I think so.
Okay.
It's not an Ariana Grande or whatever it
no,
is.
This all, it's Broadway. It's they're using yeah. Broadway, and they've created their own kind of, I think they're calling it the Broadway mashup.
Oh, it's
so,
a dance.
Oh, cool.
It's a dance.
A lot of dance.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, you got to love the kids. That's so cool. Again, this Saturday, Nibbles and Sips at 6. Show begins at 7 at SRJC in Petaluma on Sonoma Mountain Parkway. Anything else?
It's a beautiful theater.
I was talking to them in the green room. I had not been in this facility. I had no idea that there was even a theater at the Petaluma campus of the SRJC. And Diane assures me it's a wonderful facility, and so I think you guys are going to take great advantage of it. It's nice to have an actual stage to work on, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Well, you know. I mean,
have you had a chance to be in the venue yet?
I have not. Tomorrow will be our first time we're going to tech on stage, so we'll be able to space everything out. And the kids have been on stage. They've been on there, so they've been telling me how big it is
and what
we're capable of doing there. And
I'll vouch for it. It's great. I've been in a lot of Bay Area theaters, and this is really a gem. It's professional, but it's not too large or too small.
And
it's just
fairly
right.
New. I mean, the JC campus hasn't been there all that long.
No, it's a new theater, state-of-the-art.
Wonderful.
Kind of
wonderful.
I had no idea either.
I truly didn't.
See, we only bring you the good stuff.
What's the capacity?
250.
Perfect.
It's a decent size.
It's a perfect size, for something like this. Absolutely.
All right. Harry's going to give his credit card number out, and then we're going to hand out out tickets.
Yeah.
He's buying.
555.
1212.
No, folks, if you're looking for an entertaining evening and the chance to do some good for a local artistic group, then you should consider attending the Broadway Bash. It's Saturday, February 23rd. On the SRJC Petaluma campus, all proceeds are going to benefit the Cinnabar Theater, which is a wonderful local theater. If you have not had a chance to see a show there, you should consider doing that as well. And all sorts of information about the theater and this particular event can be found on the Cinnabar website at cinnabartheater.org.
All right, Diane Dragone. Is that right? I always want to say Dragone.
It is Dragone.
Yeah, okay. We went through this last time. Clark Sterling and Michael McGurk. It's Broadway Bash
at Cinnabar. Is that Clark Sterling and Michael McGurk? Is that
how you got those right. Yes.
Correct.
Cluck Starling and Miggy McGurkey.